Well, as SNAP benefits for families ended over the weekend, concerns about food insecurity have grown. That has led to nonprofits reaching out to those less fortunate, as well as restaurants across Durham and Raleigh trying to help people. And joining us now is Rob Tart, who is the CEO of the Durham Rescue Mission, which is entering probably their busiest time of the year. Rob, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm fine. It's an extremely busy time with Thanksgiving coming up. I know that in about 3 weeks here, you'll be getting going with what's going on for what you do for all the residents who depend on you. But what have you heard from people reaching out to you in regards to the SNAP benefits ending?
Well, you know, it's people are always coming to us with needs. I mean, this is nothing new for the Durham Rescue Mission. It happens every day. And you're right. This time of the year is when things really pick up and as weather comes in and the cold does. But this is the biggest thing we're hearing is people just don't know. People just don't understand what's going to happen. We hear a couple of things, you know, there's something's going to happen. The judge says this. And this is a catastrophe that's about to happen that is purely man-made. It shouldn't be happening, but it is happening. And so we're doing all we can to prepare. So what we're going to do is this Wednesday, we're going to start giving away food. We can't wait till people are already without food because then it's too late. So we're going to start giving away food on Wednesday at 11 o'clock, and we're just going to see how that goes. We've had people donating, and we've got some money raised up. We're going to spend all that money and give all that food away and see how far it goes, and hopefully they'll get something worked out soon, and we won't have this go any further.
How much help have you received from the community in terms of donations?
I think it's around $5,000 so far that we've raised up, and we've had people bring in food as well. So we're going to do as far as it'll go, and do what I have.
Yeah, and right now, of course, people can donate in many different ways. But have you heard neighbors tell you that they're hurting right now as the benefits ended on Saturday?
We've had. I think the biggest thing we're hearing is we don't know. You know, we're not sure. Because if you think about it, it was just this weekend that the money was cut off, and I don't get the idea. It's just one flat cut off. I'm not sure how it works. So we don't receive government money at the Durham Rescue Mission. We don't know how the system works, but we do know people are coming to us. We do know people are nervous and worried and asking what can they do and what are they. So we're ready for the worst to happen, hoping for the best.
Absolutely, and. As you move forward here with Thanksgiving coming up here around the corner, you're going to be providing a lot of services, I know, at the end of this month. What will the Durham Rescue Mission offer at that point?
Well, we do that every year. Again, we give away food going into the holiday seasons. We give away clothing and all the basic necessities and needs of life that people will need, particularly as the weather gets bad. And so we were already in the mode of raising money for food and to give away food, and so we're just starting early, I guess you say. We're having early Thanksgiving with us starting Wednesday.
Right, exactly. Typically when the Thanksgiving holiday hits, you get going with cooks. I remember I used to travel around that area when I worked over a station in Durham, and there'd be people up on Wednesday night or Wednesday morning, in fact, preparing food. Is that the same plan for this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll be cooking. We'll probably serve around 300 people, 3,000 people, I'm sorry, on Thanksgiving Day, a Thanksgiving meal. Many infirmed and in homes, and many will be coming out there, like you said, and lining up around the mission to get the food, and there'll be volunteers. We'll probably have somewhere around 600 volunteers over that 2 or 3 day period, preparing all that food and getting it out. And it really is a special event. If you've never really experienced a Thanksgiving until you've come to the Durham Rescue Mission on Thanksgiving.
It's really a grand thing. You mentioned how many people volunteer, and it's something that, I mean, it takes a lot of people to brew up that stew and prepare that turkey and prepare the dressing as well, right?
Oh, yes, sir. It takes hundreds. I think 600 plus. We'll see how many actually show up depending on the weather, but it'll be well over 600, I'm sure.
And not only is there food, but there's also clothing given away, right?
Yeah, and we actually work with our thrift stores. When the people that come to get the food, we give everybody that comes, and I would encourage anybody out there that's in need to come to the Durham Rescue Mission on Thanksgiving, because Everybody that comes, we give a $50 card to our thrift stores so that they can get some clothing, they can get some things that they need. $50 at one of we got six thrift stores across the triangle, and $50 at one of our thrift stores can go a long, long way.
And, of course, if you can donate, it's wonderful. And right after Thanksgiving, of course, it's going to be Christmas, and there'll be lots of ways for people to help out. But yeah. you have about – last year was around 2,100 traditional meals that you provided. Is that correct?
I think we were up close to 3,000 last
okay.
year. I mean, it was a big banner year, if you will. I say big banner year. It's a great thing. We love to serve everybody we can, but this speaks to the need in the area and the food insecurity that is already.
And that takes hundreds of hot dog trays as well and lots of other things, but it's a wonderful thing that the Durham Rescue Mission provides here as people certainly are needing food right now. Rob Tarth, the CEO of the Durham Rescue Mission. Rob, thank you very much for your time as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again here some more as we get more into the holidays.
Sounds great. Thank you, Jeff.